Oh, hi, friends. I don't know how you're doing today, but I'm doing all right. I have a date this weekend, which I'm really excited about. It's this cute girl, but. Well, I don't know if it's a date if we're friends with benefits, but like you know what I mean. We're gonna hang out and probably like I wanna at least kiss. That's my goal. Fun fact, I am horrible at instigating things. Mostly because I haven't had to. Lou, time to subtly brag about how hot I am. No, but like, that's not true. Okay. Honestly, I did have to try somewhat because I had to learn to just be confident, and then all of a sudden, all these dudes were just there. It's barely an exaggeration. And if you don't know how to be confident, just fake it. Just pretend. Just pretend that you love yourself, and eventually you'll get there. Or at least that's how it worked for me. This has turned into a weird self-motivational talk. Yay! But one of the downsides is that because I just kind of was like, yeah, I'm cute. And then guys were like, yes, you are. And then I was like, thank you for noticing. And that's kind of been like the extent of my relationships so far. They've all been with like guys who I wouldn't say initiated it because, well, yeah, actually, because I barely even message first on Tinder. I'm working on it. I'm trying to be better. but I am horrible at initiating anything. Is the point. So I've been out with this girl once before, and it was our first time hanging out, so I'm not like mad that nothing happened or like I wasn't expecting anything to happen, but like it probably could have if I wasn't such a goddamn chicken. Because like in hindsight, yeah, there are times when I could have like leaned in or like been more suggestive or something, but no. No, I did the opposite and ran away. Because I'm good at that. But we're hanging out again. And I'm excited. She is really cool. I'm just bad at humans. I'm making myself sound like an alien again, and I realize I do that a lot. I just feel like one sometimes, especially when it comes to interpersonal interactions. I'm just like, I'll just do my best and hope that that's good enough. And for the most part, it is. This is a full-blown ramble. With me talking about how terrible I am with women, apparently. That's honestly like the entire reason I have not had any intimacy with a woman, like at all. Like I've kissed and made out with girls, but like they were never girls I was attracted to. In fact, I did not even acknowledge that I was attracted to girls until like 2 years ago. How? I don't know. I definitely had crushes on girls in high school. I just somehow didn't put two and two together that that was a crush on a girl. I just liked those girls in a different way than other girls. And thought they were really pretty. Never made any moves on anyone in high school at all. In fact, the closest thing I had to a relationship in high school was this awkward thing with this dude. that we hung out a few times and, you know, we were good friends, but like we never even held hands. But at the same time, we went out on what I would describe as dates. We just never even like held hands. So that was an interesting time. That was my senior year. That same year, I did make out with many girls and a couple of guys. But you know, they were different people entirely. He was not involved in any of that because he went to a different school for the most part. So yeah, that's my little rundown of I'm bad at relationships. I feel like I'm probably not completely alone in this. I just also feel like a bit of a late bloomer. Probably because I am. I still am flabbergasted by the fact that I did not realize sooner that I was into girls. Because, like, I went to the gayest school, too. Like, there were so many openly bi and even, like, a couple of lesbians. And, like, I think we had one gay dude. It was... And this was in a class of 40 students, which is why I feel the need to make that clear, because I said one gay dude and a couple lesbians. So out of 40 people, that's a lot. But out of, like, you know, thousands, that would be nothing. So, yeah, I went to a very gay school. I just did not acknowledge my gayness for a while. And it wasn't even, like, out of a, oh, gays are gross, because, like, obviously... They were my friends and I supported them a lot. It was just, that's not me. I'm the straight one. That was my identity for way too long. I was the straight one of the group. And that's just not true. But hey, I mean, I like dick. I just also like other bits. Oh yeah, by the way, this is a ramble fap. So far, it's mostly ramble, but I am flying a bicycle. just talking about my own incompetence, you know. Yeah, but hopefully, I do want to, you know, get better at actually instigating stuff and not, you know, just chickening out. Not saying anything for the fear of rejection. Which, like, yeah, rejection sucks, but then at least you know that that's not gonna happen instead of just, like, wondering... Because I feel like that's definitely the worst option. Which is also why I try not to ghost people usually. Like, if I start talking to somebody, I usually intend to keep talking to them. Sometimes I'm just bad at doing that. And other times I just... Yeah, forget. But like, if I don't want to talk to you anymore, I'll usually tell you I don't want to talk to you anymore. And, you know, hopefully you'll respect that. Otherwise, I'll block you. But I don't usually jump to the block. In fact, I think I've only blocked like two people in my entire life. That being said, I've never had an active social media presence. What am I even talking about currently? I'm talking about fucking social media presences in a ramble fap. This is a really good ramble fap. Turned up the toy to high. Because obviously... I'm thinking too much. fuck. I really, really would love to finger a pussy. Just period. Full stop. I've never even fingered myself, really, because, like, I can only get, like, a knuckle deep. So, I would love to finger a pussy, because I feel like it would be fun. Like, fun fact, I can't finger my own pussy, but I can finger my own asshole. I don't know how that works. I mean, I do, kind of, but thanks, anatomy. And, like, that's really fun. I liked the feeling of, like, you know, my fingers in it. Wait, that sounds weird, but, like, do you know what I mean? People who fingered people, you know, it's kind of fun. And just, like, that sense, like, when I had my fingers in my own ass, my only thought was, ooh, this would be fun to do to somebody else. What do you guys think when you stick fingers in yourself, obviously? Also love to taste a pussy. Because, like, obviously I've, like, sampled myself because, yeah, I'm curious. And, like, that's fine. It doesn't really, it tastes, yeah. I don't really know how to describe taste. That's always something that's confused me. There's a lot of things that confuse me, if I'm honest. But I wanna be able to, like, actually, you know, do that with someone. Also, boobs. I wanna play with someone else's boobs, because playing with my own boobs is fun, but, like, I wanna do it with someone else. You know? Basically, this is, hi, I want a girl. I want a girl to fuck me, please. That's what this ramble has turned into. But, like I said, I'm working on it. Fuck. I keep using my left hand, and I'm like, hi, that's the worst hand. Worst hand, as if I have more than two. Gonna leave it at one today. Because I talked for a long time. But I hope you enjoyed the ramble and the fap. So, yeah.